You are now listening to the Calcio Corner podcast with your host, Raffaele.
What's good? This is indeed the Calcio Corner podcast, where we cover all corners of Italian football and more. My name is Raffaele. I thank you for taking the time to listen to this, the 49th episode of the Calcio Corner podcast. Please be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, just about anywhere you can get your podcasts. Be sure to give me a follow on Twitter. My account is at Italiano Calcio. Check the link in my Twitter bio for all the links that you need to help support and listen to this podcast. So we will start off this 49th episode of the podcast by talking about the one and only thing that anyone wants to hear about. That's Italy's big 2-1 win over Austria to advance to the quarterfinals at Euro 2020. I'm recording this literally just minutes after the final whistle in Italy pulled that big 2-1 victory off. Let me tell you something. I have not been as nervous, as much at the edge of my seat in a while with this Italy side. Italy have been playing, obviously, outstanding under Mancini. They've really turned the corner. Their previous victories in this Euro competition, we kind of cruised. We controlled the game, even, you know, leading up to the Euro. We were playing much more clinical and confident, and you kind of almost could relax a little bit as a Azzurri fan. This game, all the credit in the world to Austria. They played a hell of a game. They really tested us, and there was moments where I had my doubt about the outcome of this game. But I'll tell you this, pulling that 2-1 victory off in this type of game, being tested like this at the edge of my seat, like I said, it made this victory that much sweeter. It really did. You know, beating up an opponent 3-0 the way we did in some of these earlier group stage games, phenomenal. I mean, I'm not saying I don't enjoy those easy victories where you kind of just sit back and can enjoy and appreciate the moment and you know, just kind of sit back and watch the rest of the game knowing that the outcome is not even in doubt. But when you win a game like this, when you're tested, when there's moments of doubt and you're pushed as a fan, I'm sure even the players would tell you the same thing. It makes the victory that much sweeter. And what a victory it was. Of course, we had to go to extra time. We were tied 0-0. Austria had a goal later on in the second half that was just narrowly called offside. Certainly was the right call, but just narrowly offsides. And, you know, you really wondered, at least I did, would Italy respond if that goal did stand? Would we, in the allotted time left, would we have been able to find that equalizer and then eventually that game winner, whether it be in extra time or if we had to go to penalties? But that wasn't the case. I know a lot of people, the reaction on Twitter in terms of Mancini with his substitution and how late he was to go to his bench, a lot of people ridiculed it. And look, I'm not just saying this because the result turned out the way we all wanted it to, or at least us Azzurri fans wanted to. But Mancini, I think the guy has to have built up some clout, some you know, sense of confidence from us fans that we know he's going to make the right decision. Now, I agree with most of the people I interacted with on Twitter that I would have gone to the bench a little quicker. I would have tried bringing on Chiesa a little sooner, even Belotti perhaps. But in the end, Mancini, I think, deserves that credit, deserves that leeway a bit. And in the end, everything worked out. Now, what I was surprised with was that he brought on Pessina when he did. I said it on Twitter at the time. I said, what a big moment for Pessina coming on in a 0-0 game, second half. He was one of the first two subs off the bench with Locatelli. And that just kind of shows you the confidence that Mancini has in Pessina. And that also shows you the fact that Mancini, you know, he's kind of said this whole time as in charge of Italy, that, you know, he's willing to play anybody. He's willing to call anybody up to the national team if he feels they deserve it and are worthy of making the team, worthy of getting minutes. In big games, he's willing to play just about anybody. He says the door is not shut on any player. And I think, you know, the fact that Pessina's on this roster, that he was given this run out in a critical game, in a 0-0 game in that second half, he was one of the first two subs off the bench. That just shows you the confidence that Mancini has in him. And I think it shows you, again, Mancini's a man of his word, that truly, if you are playing well for your club, he will give you that opportunity and afford you some significant minutes. So it was certainly... I think a moment that Pessina should have been proud that he got called on in that game. And certainly he made Mancini look smart by scoring that second goal. Obviously, Chiesa was the guy that a lot of people were clamoring for to come on. They wanted him on for Berardi. He eventually did come on, and he was the one who scored that game. It wasn't the game winner, but he scored the game, the goal that broke the deadlock in extra time, that first half of extra time, to give Italy the 1-0 lead. and we never looked back then afterwards. 31 game unbeaten streak, that's a new record for the Azzurri, so credit to all the players that have been a part of this stretch over these past couple of seasons, along with Mancini guiding the way. Obviously, as I said, the final score was 2-1, which means our goalless streak of not conceding a goal, that comes to an end. I think it was somewhere in the 1,100 minutes we made this run up to. I don't think we got to 1,200 minutes, but what a run by the Azzurri and Donnarumma and the defenders and everybody who obviously fights hard all the way through all the lines of this team to help contribute defensively. But again, just buzzing after this win. Like I said, there is nothing like pulling a victory off like this compared to those 3-0 blowouts that we had in the group stage. This is what it's all about, and this is why we all love this beautiful game. We're on to, again, as I'm recording this Saturday evening, just moments after the game went final, I don't know who Italy will play in the quarterfinals. It will be the winner of tomorrow's game between Belgium and Portugal. Two very difficult and worthy opponents. But I'll say this, I think after this test that Italy got put through from Austria, I think that is going to elevate Italy's confidence to a whole other level. I think the fact that we were kind of on cruise control leading up to this game, nothing wrong with that, but it was nice to get tested, and I think Italy will come out and play with even more fire, even more passion, either against Belgium or Portugal. I also think in some ways conceding that goal is a good thing too. It kind of gets that. I'm sure, I don't know how much the players thought about it, how much those defenders and Donnarumma thought about it. Obviously, they hear about it, they read about it in the papers, they hear about it on TV and radio in Italy. So I think in some ways it's kind of good that that is out of their mind, because when they conceded that goal that it ended up not counting in the second half to Austria, there was a sense of deflated look on these players' faces just from the sheer fact of conceding and going down a goal. Certainly at that moment when Italy were kind of on the back of their heels and looking like they were about to, you know, risk going out, I also think some of it was like, man, we just gave up a goal, and there was kind of like this deflated moment. And then the fact that it got called back, I think these players just kind of like wiped that out of their mind and said, you know, who cares if we concede a goal as long as we win? I really think that in some ways it's good that that goalless drought is over, or clean sheet, if you will, is over that run. Because no matter who we face between Belgium or Portugal, you know you're going to face some of the best goal scorers in the world with Romelu Lukaku or Cristiano Ronaldo. Obviously, Belgium have a lot of other weapons. Portugal have a lot of other goal-scoring weapons as well. But those are their two main players. And it would not surprise me one bit if either one of them is able to, you know, get a goal on us in their game. So we just know we have to be able to score 2 or 3 goals, whether we play Belgium or Portugal. And this was the perfect test. I'll be honest, I thought we were kind of cruise a bit over Austria like we did against Switzerland and we did against Turkey. That was more the game I was expecting. I said that on the previous episode of the Couch Corner podcast, but I was very happy with this win. I was very happy that we got tested, because we're going to go into that Belgium or Portugal game that much more ready, that much more fired up, and even that much more confident. As if, you know, a 30 game unbeaten streak couldn't have you confident enough, I think this one win is perhaps, you know, bigger than any of those other 30 to some extent. I know that's a bit of a hyperbolic statement, but this win, I think, gives Italy so much confidence going forward and such a sense that they could do this. Now, there's certainly going to be some questions going into that game. Does Chiesa deserve to start? Berardi had a poor showing in this game. Or does Mancini say, I'm going to still run out Berardi, because in the 3 games he's played for us so far, he's looked outstanding in 2 of the 3. And I have no problem bringing on Chiesa as a super sub, because he's proven he can get it done off the bench. So it'll be interesting to see if he sticks with Berardi. You know, he's ended up starting Verratti in this game over Locatelli. That was the other hot debate. And Locatelli came in in the second half, and I thought he played really well. Certainly made his impact felt. And not saying Verratti had a bad game, but Locatelli definitely perhaps made a case that he definitely deserves to come on as a second-half substitute. I think he's going to stick with Verratti. Ultimately, Spinazzola, Di Lorenzo had outstanding games from that fullback position, just getting forward. Spinazzola seems to have the ball at his feet so often in this game. He was critical in the build-up play on that Chiesa goal. Just an all-around great win, great team effort. And again, Donnarumma was tested a bit more clearly in this game. He made some big saves for us. Obviously, he conceded that goal late in the second half of extra time. But it was a good goal by Austria. The defender got really low, headed it in near post. It was really going to be a tough save for Donnarumma. Not trying to make an excuse, but you know, Donnarumma played a good game. Defensively, the pairing of Acerbi and Bonucci was good for us. As I said, Spinazzola and Di Lorenzo did their job. Certainly, they're going to contribute a lot offensively and coming down the flanks and trying to get crosses in. But they held their own defensively as well. But I'm just floating on cloud nine after this win. Heck of a win. So I just wanted to give my kind of quick, immediate reaction. I know it's a shorter episode, but it was just more of a reaction to it. Well, certainly, I'll try to put out another episode once we know who the opponent is between Belgium or Portugal and take a deeper look at that game. But Italy, 2-1, big win over Austria, onto the quarterfinals. I know a lot of people talking a lot about how our side of the bracket is really tough, but who cares, right? Who cares? Bring on the big boys, bring on Portugal, bring on Germany, bring on anybody, bring on Belgium. I don't care who you bring on. I'll take my chances with this Italy team. And this 2-1 win certainly proved it. The way we had a fight and claw through that second half, we looked dead in that second half. We looked like a team that deserved to perhaps lose and get knocked out. The way we played in that second half, it was sloppy plays, uninspired football, and nothing like what we've kind of grown accustomed to under Mancini in of recent time from this squad. But you know, that second half, that extra time period hit. Chiesa certainly made his presence felt as a second half substitute. I thought Belotti did a great job. That tackle Belotti made deep into the second half of extra time was just an unbelievable tackle. I mean, he kind of made some sloppy play that led Austria to kind of get a little counterattack going, but he made a textbook tackle, and this is our striker doing this. So, you know, all the substitutes came on and really made their presence felt. Great team win, hard fought. You saw the way they celebrated afterwards. You even saw the way that Mancini and Vialli celebrated and embraced each other on the sideline. So it was certainly, this game meant a lot to all people involved with the Azzurri, even us fans. So celebrate this one, enjoy this one, and it's on to the quarterfinals against either Belgium or Portugal. So that will do it for this 49th episode of the Calcio Corner podcast. Again, I know short, but I just wanted to give my reaction. I hope you have enjoyed it. Once again, please be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, and Audioboom. Feel free to leave a rating and comment. That would be greatly appreciated to help us grow our content. And until next time, guys, ciao.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Calcio Corner podcast with your host, Raffaele. If you've enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. Until next time.